This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we amplified the first main point under the focus of the Book of Romans, the key to abundant living. Now let's amplify the second main point, the available provision of salvation. Paul begins this point in Romans 3:22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. The point Paul emphasizes throughout this section is that faith in Jesus Christ, his blood sacrifice and resurrection, is what brings God's gracious provision of salvation to us. He says that faith in God's provision has always been the way. In chapter 4, he refers to Abraham and David as men who exemplify experiencing the blessing of God on their lives because they believed. David experienced forgiveness. Abraham was declared righteous by God because he believed God. This happened before he was circumcised, so it was not as a result of fulfilling some religious duty. When it came to him and Sarah having a child, God didn't fail them. Chapter 5 reminds us that God's provision of salvation was made available not after he did something to deserve it, but when we were still sinners. Notice the repetition of the words, "we have" and "we receive" in verses 1 through 11. Anyone who is in Christ by faith is rich. Yes, we're sinners by nature because of Adam's sin, but by faith we are made righteous because of Christ's sacrifice. The life we have by faith in Christ is one into which the Holy Spirit comes and pours out the love of God. No matter our sinful past, God's grace is more than adequate to transform and fulfill our life.